Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show that helps you learn guitar faster, have more fun, and stay motivated every step of the way. So this is week four of our British guitar music series, and today we're diving into the 1990s and early 2000s, the era of Britpop and the indie rock revival. This period brought guitar music back into the mainstream with swagger, catchy hooks, jangly chords, and loads of attitude, but in a way that's super accessible for beginner guitarists. We're going to be talking about bands like Oasis, Blur, Arctic Monkeys, Franz Ferdinand, Libertines, and more. We're going to look at gear that they use. We're going to break down the essential songs and riffs, highlight what you can learn from that genre and take away and start adding into your guitar playing, and finish off just with a little challenge to help you through this week that you can bring into your guitar practice. But before we dive into that, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. The first thing is, Beginner Guitar Academy members, I've released four new riffs into the Academy this week. So I've released Tie Your Mother Down by Queen, which I was hoping to release last week when we did episode number two. So it's a little bit behind the times, Tie Your Mother Down. But the reason why is I was waiting for my sixpence coin to be delivered. I ordered a sixpence coin, the exact same one that Brian May uses. It's from 1947, just to make sure I get that sound that Brian May has. So that's why I was a bit delayed. I was waiting to get delivery of this coin. So that is now in the Academy, guys. Cracking little riff, really fun one to play. You don't need a coin to obviously play it. You can use your normal pick, but I want to be a bit more authentic. So that is in the Academy for you guys. And then last week we talked about punk. So I've released three punk riffs into the Academy. Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, Every Breath You Take, which is kind of new wave sort of stuff that we also did in that episode, by The Police, and Just Like Heaven by The Cure. So some really cool little riffs to have a little bash around. So I Still Show Go is a great one to work on your D to G changes and really work on the speed. Every Breath You Take is a great song to work on your finger stretching. It's a bit of a stretchy one. And Just Like Heaven is great. I've arranged it so we've got a couple of guitar parts in there, as well as that kind of main lead line that you'll probably recognize straight from the song as well. So loads of stuff there you can sink your teeth into. And also, we have a live Q&A. So depending on when you listen to this episode, if you listen to it when it came out, then our live Q&A is the Sunday coming, which is July the 27th. I'll be jumping on Zoom at 9 p.m. UK time and answering any questions you guys have. So if you're around, come jump on, hang out, let's talk guitar, pick my brain a little bit, and I'll show you some cool stuff also that is live in the Academy that I've been working on the last couple of weeks. So use the live Q&A is obviously a way of getting questions from you guys, but also showing you some new things Academy, so you're the first guys to see it before I release it publicly. And if you haven't attended a live Q&A before, it's over Zoom. You don't have to have your camera, you don't have to have your mic on. You just type your questions in the Q&A box. You can come on camera if you want to. It makes it sometimes a bit easier for me to see what you are, what your question is. If it's you're displaying something, perhaps you've got a difficult chord progression, perhaps you find it's difficult to stretch a certain riff, then obviously being able to see you, I'll be able to give a more detailed answer. So you can come on camera if you like to, but you do not have to. If you can't join me live, you will get an email on Saturday with a link. You can pre-submit your question. I'll then answer that on Sunday. That will then go in the Academy probably the next day or so after as the live video in the live recording section, and also strip the audio out and put that in the member-only podcast so you can check that out at a later date. So if you are around, come join me on Sunday. If not, just pop your question in the email and let me know, and I'll answer that for you guys. So now all of the member news is out the way, let's dive into this week's episode, Britpop and the Indie Revival. So before we dive into this, just to let you know that I have done a playlist for this week's episode, like I have done for the previous three episodes as well, going through different genres. So go to bgapodcast.com/244, that's just numbers 244. That will take you straight to the show notes for this week's episode, and on there will be a link straight to Spotify, so you can listen to the Spotify playlist. 25 songs, all from that 1990s, 2000s, looking at this genre of Britpop and indie revival. So if you haven't really heard many of the songs, that's a great opportunity to start digesting them. I imagine for a lot of the American listeners, a lot of these bands probably haven't stretched across the pond. You might have heard of these ones. Some of the early ones, like the Clash, the Sex Pistols, you know, we've heard of them probably. Led Zeppelin, yes. The Beatles, they made it across. But some of these might not have. So I imagine there'll be quite a few tracks you probably never heard. So yeah, definitely go and check out that playlist. So now that's out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode. And we're going to talk firstly about Britpop chords, confidence, and big choruses. So in the early 1990s, Britain responded to American grunge with its own sound. It was upbeat, it was proud, it was melodic, and this was Britpop. And it dominated the UK charts from the mid-90s. And one of the biggest bands of that period was Oasis. They made it cool to strum acoustic guitars again. Noel Gallagher, his songwriting was heavily chord-based, open chords, bar chords with occasional power chords for punch, used a lot of major pentatonic scales in his soloing. His scale choice was pretty much pentatonics as a ground to look at lead guitar playing. And for beginner guitar members, I do have a workshop. Head over to the workshop section on the site. You'll see a workshop there of how to play like Oasis so you can get an in-depth look at his style. So if you haven't heard Oasis before, I've chosen a track to demonstrate. And we're going to listen to Don't Look Back in Anger.
Sally can wait. She knows it's due. say.
Next up, we have Blur. Now, Blur were more experimental than Oasis. Their guitarist, Graham Coxon, used jangly tones, quirky little riffs, clever kind of rhythmic shifts, and they were at quite a war with Oasis and Blur. Those were the kind of the two main bands that were trying to hit number one in the UK charts. So we had this kind of rivalry between the two bands. So if you haven't heard of Blur before, I've picked Parklife to demonstrate their sort of style. So let's have a listen now to Parklife. So Blur and Oasis were by far the biggest two bands of this sort of time, but there were a few others as well. A lot of people say kind of the big four when they talk about Britpop. They talk about Oasis, Blur. They also have Pulp, who are known for their kind of quirky chord progressions and storytelling. You have Suede, who are a bit more glam influenced with textured and kind of lead lines. Then you have The Verve as well, which are more atmospheric and with their kind of more emotional guitar playing. So there's some really good bands to check out there. Now we're going to move on to the indie revival, and known for their kind of angular riffs, their dance floor energy. So by the 2000s, Britpop had kind of faded away and a new crop of indie bands started to emerge. Their sound was more raw, it was riffy, and it was full of energy. So a great example of that is a band called Franz Ferdinand, and they had tight guitar riffs, choppy rhythms, lots of syncopated rhythms as well, and it kind of became the new norm. They were really the kind of trailblazers of the style. So let's take a listen to Franz Ferdinand and their song Take Me Out. We'll be right back. Next, we have one of the biggest bands of kind of 2000s, which was the Arctic Monkeys. Now, Alex Turner, the lead singer and guitarist, his guitar work brought in a gritty rhythm, played a lot of catchy lead lines, which was perfect for beginners wanting to mix chords and single note playing. I use a lot of Arctic Monkeys songs in my lessons because they're just really, really fun to play. Now, if you haven't heard the Arctic Monkeys, I'm going to play for you one of their kind of first songs, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. So check this out. Try and listen out for those kind of riffs, that gritty kind of tone that he uses. Starts with this nice little minor pentatonic ascending run. But yeah, here we go. This is A Bit Looking to Dance For by the Arctic Monkeys. So other key bands at this time were the Libertines. They were known for their kind of lo-fi sound and melodic riffs. You got Bloc Party, which were delay-trenched stabs with their percussion, and the Kaiser Chiefs, which were more kind of big guitar hooks. So those bands really sort of started to trailblaze, say, into those 2000s. And let's now talk about their gear. So their classic guitars, the amps, the pedals, what then define the tone of that period? So it gives a chance to obviously geek out. We like talking also about some gear. So the guitars were Epiphones, Gibson Les Pauls. Noel Gallagher famously used his Gibson Les Paul. He then had a hollow body and moved on to like Epiphones. He's got a famous one with the Union Jack painted on it. Libertines as well, those sort of guitars. You also had bands that used their Telecaster, Stratocasters. Graham Coxon of Blur and Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys both favoured those types of guitars. Rickenbackers as well. They're known for their jangly sound back in obviously kind of the Beatles days. So they'll use by Oasis and the Lars as well to really get that kind of Britpop tone. And then the Hollybody guitars I talked about earlier, Suede and Pulp, also favoured Hollybody guitars. Gives it more of that dreamy sort of textured sound and nice kind of airy kind of tone. And then amps. So the Vox AC30, we talked about that way back in the first episode when we talked about the music from the English invasion or the British invasion. So the Vox AC30 has just been kind of a mainstay of most sort of guitar music or guitar styles, and Britpop is just the same. So known, you know, chimey, loud, warm sound. So it's definitely the amp of choice. Then a lot of the bands also use Marshall. So DSLs, a lot of them more for their crunchier tone, especially when you got the indie bands a bit more aggressive, a bit more kind of rock influenced. That's definitely the amp for choice. And then Fenders as well. You see a lot of people with Fenders in their back lines. So Hot Rod Deluxe was an amp of choice. Very early on, Coldplay using that as well. So known for its obviously nice clean sound, really pedal friendly as well, and they just sound really, really good. So I have a Fender DeVille, fantastic amp, just weighs a ton. So it's just so heavy, but obviously it sounds fantastic. So then on to pedals. So again, they're not massively going to be crazy with their pedals, this sort of genre, kind of the indie rock and the kind of Britpop stuff, but you are going to see some like the Boss DS1 or the DS2 distortion pedals. Now Kurt Cobain used that for obviously grunge, where you really crank it up, and Britpop players like Graham Coxon loved it as well. Ibanez Tube Screamer was used often to boost solos, just add a bit more warmth as well, and then delay pedals like the Boss DD3. A lot of the kind of rhythmic bands like Bloc Party use delay pedals, and that was kind of their delay pedal of choice. So you don't need expensive gear to sound great. These players use basic setups. Again, kind of like the sort of punk influence, it's more about your energy and attitude rather than your fancy gear and how quickly you can, you know, blaze a solo and stuff like that. It's a lot more about feel, heartfelt emotion. So now let's talk about essential songs and riffs for you to try. So here are five iconic songs from this era that are quite beginner friendly, so be good ones to have a go at. So Wonderwall by Oasis probably needs no introduction. Now, if you don't know any other Oasis song, you probably have heard of Wonderwall. Oh, you know, great little strummer, really nice open chords with a capo, great for rhythm and timing. It's the first ever song I learned on guitar. My guitar teacher showed me Wonderwall because in one way it's quite simple. With the fretting hand anyway, because you're doing your E7, you can then keep your third and fourth finger still and just move two fingers around whilst third and fourth just stay still. Easy. The tricky thing about Wonderwall is the strumming hand. It's got a really tough strum pattern. So I don't class Wonderwall really as a beginner song, unless you're simplifying it and taking away the complexity of the strumming. Then yes, it is. Well, even so, it's four-finger chords. We don't do four-finger chords into level two at beginner guitar coming. So it's kind of a prime example of when you go online, you're going to Google or YouTube, you type beginner guitar songs and people say, oh yeah, beginner guitar song, Wonderwall. Yeah, beginner guitar song, Sweet Home Alabama. So these sort of songs, you think, that's a really hard song to play. It's really quick. It's got this hammers and pull-offs. It's quite a tough song, the arpeggios. So no, they're not beginner songs. So that's Oasis. Definitely one to check out is Wonderwall, you know, classic. The second song is Song 2 by Blur. It's a power chord driven riff, but it just sounds awesome. Really rocking, really cool track. Number three is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by the Arctic Monkeys. Again, a really cool song. Starts that really cool ascending minor pentatonic run, then goes to power chords, and it has a few little riffs going through it, but it's mainly kind of power chord driven. The fourth song is Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. It's one of the most fun kind of indie riffs to play. Really fun one to do. And then number five is Naive by The Kooks. So it's really good on that one for bar chord practice. It has a fun melody, but it's going to really help get your bar chords down. Now, each one of those songs could be tackled with skills from level 1 to 3. Again, obviously, you can simplify the songs. Every time you start a new song, simplify it down. The easiest thing to simplify is the rhythm. So you have the chords, which are kind of the foundational parts of the song, you know, the harmony. Then also you can build up the rhythm as you go. So again, start simple, build as you're kind of working through the song. You start, you know, getting the main parts down, then start embellishing it as you work for it. But they're the five songs that would be really good to check out. Now, Wonderwall, guys, is in the Academy. Go and check that one out now. It's a great song to play. And I've got a few kind of other Oasis riffs and stuff too. So if you just type Oasis in the search, obviously they'll pop up so you can have a look at those. So what can we actually learn from the 1990s and the 2000s? What can we take away then as a guitar player? Well, that era is basically a goldmine for beginners, you know, any level guitar player really. For that genre, you've really got to be able to master the rhythm. So rhythm guitars are very prominent in that style of music, and prominent in all sorts of styles of music. So obviously, if you can play rhythm well, it's kind of 80% of what you'll be doing in a band. Obviously, there are going to be lead fills, there's going to be riffs and stuff, but the rhythm is kind of where it's at. So you really want to work on your rhythm chops. And these bands are fantastic for that. You know, as we went through then, I was talking about some of the techniques, like the syncopation, like the choppiness they have in their rhythm, which really helps drive that style. And you'll get better at playing with a feel working through the Britpop tracks. Like I said earlier, it's all about attitude and groove. So it's a great way of really trying to work on that area of your playing with these sort of tracks. Your strength of your chord changes, again, a lot of open chords and some bar chords. You said they're naive, and Oasis like to sprinkle in a few bar chords as well. So that's going to really help you work on your chord changing. You can build a real sense of song structure and dynamics. Now, these bands can write songs, so they're really good examples of good songwriting. Quite simple songwriting, simple song structures, you know, intro, verse, chorus, middle, chorus to finish. A really simple song structure. And you'll get to explore tones and textures, especially when you start bringing in some effects we talked about, like the distortion, the overdrive, delay. You can have some real fun there, moving between the clean sound to distorted and, you know, recreating that jangly, nice rhythm tone that they have. So now, guys, I have a little bit of a challenge for you this week. So the challenge is to learn one Britpop or indie riff or rhythm part from the playlist. So go and check out the playlist at bgapodcast.com/244. Again, that's just numbers 244. You'll find the 25 track playlist on there or link to it over on Spotify. Listen through, find a song that you like that kind of inspires you. Think, oh, that sounds cool. I'd like to learn to play that, and give it a go this week. Now, it could be obviously the intro to Wonderwall, could be the riff from Take Me Out, or even the rhythm from Park Life. Just grab one of them. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect. The goal is just to progress. It's to just get marginally better. So I'm not expecting you guys to ace that song, you know, first time you play it. So obviously don't worry about that. But do give it a go. That is your challenge for this week. And as I said, definitely go and check out the indie playlist. 25 great songs from all the bands we've just talked about. All the songs I've referenced in this podcast as well. If you don't know any of those bands, you haven't heard any of those tunes, they're all in that playlist for you. And if you have missed out any of the previous episodes, in episode 241, we looked at the British guitar music, and that was the 1960s and the British Invasion. That was the first of the series. In episode 242, we looked at the 1970s rock legends and birth of British metal. In episode 243, we looked at the 1980s British punk and new wave. And then in episode 244, the one now, obviously looking at the 1990s Britpop and indie revival. So hopefully you've enjoyed going through this series of British music. Obviously, let me know if you have any comments, questions, if I can be of any help. But that is it for me this week. So there'll be a new episode along next Friday. Until then, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.